We continue now with lesson number 15 in our study of Maseches Shviyos. And today we begin the fourth perek. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph continues with a subject which is somewhat related to what we've just been studying. We've been studying removing stones, large stones, small stones from a field during the Shviyos year, under which conditions it's permissible, basically when it's apparent and obvious to all that you're using these stones to build and not to clear the earth to farm it. Well, the same thing is true of all sorts of trash, growth, weeds, branches of trees, loose bricks, whatever, that are found along the surface of the ground. And the Mishnah says, Borishona, originally, Hoyu Omrim, the Chachamim said, Malaket Adom Eitzim Va'avonim Va'asovim Mitoch Shelo K'derech Shehu Malaket Mitoch Shel Chaveiro Es Hagas Hagas. That when you have these accumulated things, sticks and stones and whatnot lying around the field, whether it's your field or not your field, you can remove these things from the field. Es Hagas Hagas. What does that mean, Es Hagas Hagas? So the Yerushalmi explains that this phrase, Es Hagas Hagas, refers to the previous phrase, Mitoch Shelo, meaning those large sticks and stones and grass and weeds and whatnot that are just lying around, that's permissible to be malakate even Mitoch Shelo, because people see you're just using it to make it look nice. You're not there to prepare the ground for plowing. You're going to get rid of these big pieces of junk that are lying around. As opposed to if you're doing it in your friend's field, then you're not restricted to taking away hagas hagas, but even small twigs and things you can remove, because people understand you're not being metakein the field for your friend. You're simply gathering this stuff because you need it for yourself or whatever. That was Barishona. However, Mishirabu Ovre Aveiro, when there began to be people who violated Shemitah, and they would gather from their fields everything that was in the way, even small stuff, even not Hagas Hagas. And they would say, what do you mean? I didn't take away the small stuff. I only took away the big stuff. Then Hiskinu, the Chachamim made a takono, Sheyehezeh malakeit mitoch shelzeh, vezeh malakeit mitoch shelzeh. That everyone should only be malakeit from another person's field. Reuven should be malakeit stuff from lying around Shimon's field during Shviyas, but not from his own field at all. And furthermore, it should be done shelo betova. It shouldn't be that Reuven goes into Shimon's field one morning and says, hey, Shimon, I'm going to clear off your field today. Oh, thank you. I'll clear off your field tomorrow. No, it can't be that type of thing. You can't do it petova. You could do it stum, walk into your field, clear it away for you, and walk away. No thank you, no quid pro quo, nothing expected back in return, which, of course, is very hard to supervise. The Ein Zorich Lomar, the Mishnah says, she akatzeitz lahem mizonos. Certainly, Reuven can't go into Shimon's field and clear it away. And Shimon says, oh, thank you for clearing it away. Come, I'll give you lunch. No way. Ein Zorich Lomar, she akatzeitz lahem mizonos. This is the simple meaning of this Mishnah. Again, there's much more to be said about it. The Mishnah now continues, going further really into the basic laws of Shemitah, which we really haven't gotten into so much. We've seen all sorts of side things, preparations, Avodah Zakarka, Avodah Ilan, Tosefes Shviyos, etc. Now, the Mishnah says, suppose, Sodeh Sheniz Kavtso. You have a field which during Shviyos it was cleared away of all thorns. Not thoroughly. They didn't plow away the thorns and use some type of weed spray to remove the thorns forever, but you cleared it away kind of superficially. Now, can I plant that field during Mosoi Shvius, during the eighth year? In such a case, we say Tizora b'Mosoi Shvius. The Chachamim didn't impose a knas, didn't impose a punishment upon a person. Maybe he violated Shemitah by clearing away these thorns, maybe he didn't, but it's a minor kind of thing. He didn't do a major tikkun, a major improvement to the ground during Shvius. However, Shenitaiva, suppose he actually plowed it well, really plowed it well, in a way that now you uprooted the thorns forever. That's one meaning of Nitaiva. He improved it greatly. Or, Oshenidaira, he fertilized it thoroughly. Then, Lo Sizora b'Motzoi Shvius. Then we impose a knas upon him and we say, buddy, you violated Shvius in such a gross way that you plowed or fertilized your field during Shvius to prepare it for planting it in Shminis. Then we're going to forbid you from being able to plant it at all during Motzoi Shvius. What about the fruits of the tree that grow there every year? We didn't do anything. You cleared the field, plowed the field, etc. And on the field there are some apple trees, and the apples are growing, not necessarily because you plowed and fertilized the field, but because apples grow there every year. Are you permitted to eat those apples? Beishamai omrim ein ochlin peroseho bashvius. Beishamai says that you can't eat these peros during Shvius, meaning the peros which grew there during Shvius, because the field was improperly plowed during Shvius. Ubeis Hillel omrim ochlin. Beis Hillel says, no, it's permissible to eat these peros during Shvius. Now we're talking here, the Rosh says, the Rishon, the Rosh says, Rabbeinu Osher, we're talking here of peros, like I said, apple trees, which are mutter to eat in Shvius. During Shvius, the apples which grow on my field, or the pears, or the grapes, or whatever, are permissible to eat under Kedusha Shvius. You have to eat them subject to certain restrictions. But we're not talking about sefichim. We're not talking about wheat that happened to grow wildly on the field, or tomatoes that happened to grow on the field, etc. Because those are called sefichim. And there's a gzeira not to eat sefichim, not to eat those things which only grow once a year, like wheat or barley or whatever, or tomatoes. I assume tomatoes only grow once a year. Maybe I shouldn't say the example of tomatoes. Well, let's say wheat and barley, because there's a gzeira of sefichim, which we will learn more about. Or it's talking before the gzeira of sefichim. But let's just, for our case, speak of a situation of apples from an apple tree. The field has been plowed during Shvius. You can't eat the apples which grew there during Shvius, according to Beis Shammai, but you can, according to Beis Hillel. Stop. Now, the Mishnah goes on to something else. And here we're going on to some of the basics of Shvius itself. Fruit which grows on a tree in an orchard or a field of Steilon during Shvius can be eaten, but subject to certain restrictions. One of the restrictions is that the person who owns the field has to be mafkir the field, has to say, this field is hefker, anybody want to come eat my apples, come on in. And anybody can come in and eat those apples. Well, suppose the person goes and he comes to my field where I have said everybody's welcome to come and eat the apples. And he comes over to me and says, oh, thank you so much. These apples were great. I want to really thank you for it. Not only that, but I decided to bring you a little gift. Look at this new book that I found. I think you'll be interested in it, etc. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Beis Shammai says you can't do that. You can't eat peros shvius if you're going to thank the owner of the field profusely for doing so. Because the Torah said that field is now hefker. And according to some, we even require that the person say it's hefker. And if I go, someone comes to me and thanks me for making my field hefker, and thanks me for the peros, so it's as if this field is no longer hefker. What do you mean saying thank you? It must mean that I somehow prevented you from eating it, but because you said thank you, I let you do it. That makes those peros shamur. That makes those peros protected, guarded, so to speak, and not hefker. Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel omrim, ochlin bitova, vishelo bitova. You can eat, these peros are hefker, but what's the big deal if someone comes in and says, oh, thank you for the apples that were lying outside in your field. Thank you very much. It's permissible. It's not like he's paying me for it. It's no indication that these peros are not hefker. They're hefker. For Haraya, he marched into my orchard. The gate was open, and he took the peros. So saying thank you is no big deal. So says Beis Hillel. So in this version, Beis Shammai is stricter, and Beis Hillel is more lenient. That's the way it usually is. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you know, this is one of those cases. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chiluf hadvorim, just the opposite. Beis Shammai is the one who was lenient and allowed peros that grew in my field during Shemitah, during Shvias, to be eaten by another person only shelo b'tova, only if he doesn't say thank you and give me a little gift. Whereas Beis Hillel is the one, I'm sorry, Beis Shammai says, according to this opinion, chiluf hadvorim, Beis Hillel says, only shelo b'tova. B'tova, no. So Beis Hillel is the stricter one. And Beis Shammai says, b'tova, shelo b'tova. He can even say thank you, no big deal. Zo, mekulei Beis Shammai umechumrei Beis Hillel. Most of the time, when there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is the stricter, Beis Hillel is the more lenient. And indeed, in the Mishnayos Maseches Edios, which I assume you learned in this series of Mishnah Yomis some time ago, there's a list there of no less than 23 examples of when Beis Shammai was lenient and Beis Hillel was strict. Here in this Mishnah, Maseches Shvias, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and adds an additional, an example, another example of the Kulei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Yehuda says this is among those numbered in Maseches Edios where Beis Shammai is the more lenient of the two. And so we have completed lesson number 15. And in the process, we've begun the fourth perek, the first and second Mishnah, lesson number 15.